Phillips Sample PLTD Certain Credit is dated 08-04-2022. Dictation is for Juan Rios. Rios spells R-I-O-S. Juan spells J-U-A-N. Date of birth is 07-28-1983. 39-year-old gentleman here with bilateral discharge and redness in his eyes, period. Patient denies trauma, he denies eye pain, denies blurred vision, double vision. He stated that he also came in because his blood pressure has been elevated, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed on complete last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports being tired during the daytime. He said at nights when he sleeps, he snores loudly and sometimes he becomes short of breath in the middle of the night. He stated that he was also informed by his spouse that sometimes she has to shake him so he can start breathing again, period. Next paragraph, patient denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies abdominal pain, said he's eating and drinking well, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. 189 over 125 blood pressure. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Pulse is 89. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.5, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, eyes. Conjunctiva is erythematous bilaterally. He has green discharge from both eyes. No periorbital edema or erythema or tenonestic palpation, period. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, no visible peristalsis, period. No peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, mucosal papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, he's alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is conjunctivitis. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, morbid obesity. Number 4, sleep apnea. Number 5, this assessment is sleep apnea unspecified, period. Next line. Next diagnosis, hypertension, poorly controlled, poor medical compliance, in parentheses. Patient stated that for the past 2 or 3 years, he was in Wisconsin and was not and did not take medication during this period of time, period. He said essentially he came here because he's trying to get another job and they require a physical exam, and while it's being done, his pressure was noted to be elevated and they advised him to come see his primary care provider, period. Next paragraph. Today, labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D, hemoglobin A1C. Next paragraph. Patient was sent, given a consult for a sleep study. He done that Memorial Hermann. Next paragraph, he was sent home with the following medication. 1, gentamicin, 0.3% ophthalmic solution, 2 drops each eye, 3 times daily for 10 days, number 10 milliliters. Next medication is Metoprolol, succinate, 50 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. Said he has none. He was advised, he was given a blood pressure log to record his blood pressure on a daily basis and to return with these numbers in about 5 to 10 days. Says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.